Well, and I don't know you well at all, Peter, so I can't really say, but I can say that part of my personality, my procrastination, happens in large part because I'm very present to what I'm doing. I'm not thinking about the next hour or the day very often at all. Particularly, I've got a lot of friends of all sorts. They know any time they can call me up and I'll be there to talk and I'll be there to support them or that kind of thing, which doesn't work well with a planner that has all the hours and half hours filled in. So I'm kind of having this sense that maybe you're that kind of person too. Folks call you up and say, "Hey, Peter, I need a shoulder." Is that the kind of thing that happens too?
Yeah, that does happen. And oftentimes, like you probably, that takes me right to that place. And what I'm working on at the moment can wait a little while. I get my stuff done. I get around to it for some reason. And I've thought about this for so many years now, probably since high school. It makes so much more sense to do a little bit every day. And by 10 days when this project is due, it won't all have piled up till the last minute. But for some reason, it seems to do that. But then I'm usually really happy with the result. I kind of paid for it by scrambling at the last minute. But something about that must work for me, or else I think I would have learned my lesson by now. But it's funny because when I actually do get something done way ahead of time, I feel so proud of myself. I feel like, well, look at you, Mr. Lighty. Look what you can do. Just look what you can do. And it feels so good that I kind of wonder, why don't I do that more often? But then I go back to the old guy.
I did that once when I was in college, my third year in college. Had a class, speech communications class, propaganda, and we had four books to read for it. And before the class had even started, I'd read two of them, which is so unlike me. And the teacher came to me after one of the exams and he says, like, "Mark, it's like you're in a different class than these other guys in this seminar. It's like you're way up here, and I've never seen that kind of differentiation." Well, if only I did that regularly, I'd probably be on top of it.
Yeah, right.
But that's probably not what you tell all of the people that you're training and that you're
It's probably not what I right. It's not in my bio on my website.
coaching.
You won't find that. Yeah. But